Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Inland Folk for June the 13th and 14th of 2015. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. And right now, even as we speak, the Sacagawea Festival, sort of a bluegrass festival, is going on there at the Sacagawea State Park there in Pasco. And it runs up through tomorrow. If you're listening on Saturday, it runs up through Sunday, the Sacagawea Festival. It's a bluegrass festival. At least it has been more or less of a bluegrass festival. And there's camping in the park and everything. So there's a website. Go to the Sacagawea State Park website there, and you can find out more about it. Alrighty. It's a cool deal. Yes, it is. Alrighty. And also, this is the second Saturday. So the second Saturday sing-along happens at the Round Table Pizza Parlor there in Richland. They just keep the thing rolling. They do. And looking good, second Saturday sing-along. All righty. And second Saturday dance in Yakima, second Saturday dance in the Mount Hood area, both of them at the Rockford Grange in the Mount Hood area there on Barrett Road at the Broadway Grange there in Yakima. And then I think they'll all call a little hiatus for the summer, but I'm not sure about that. Nobody's notified me. And again, if you need stuff on the show here, you need to let me know about 4 or 5 weeks in advance, because that's how we're doing the shows. Might just, if it wasn't for the Damon Barn and all the stuff that they have happening, we could just do evergreens, but we can't do it this time. Alrighty. Now, don't you be forgetting, too, that as of July the 1st, your applications for the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival are due. So you need to go to their website. It's the Spokane Folklore Society website. And you can go there, you can Google it, and you can find the application there for the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival. That's the week of, like, November the 14th, I believe. So be sure and check that out, because that's a great little festival. It's kind of the culmination of the festival season there. All right? So get that application filled out. Your Tumbleweed Festival applications were due already on the 16th. And when you look at festivals, don't you be forgetting now that the Yakima Folklife Festival, they're going all 3 days. Friday night kickoff on the 10th of July, the evening in the park there, a concert in the park. On the 11th of July and the 12th of July, the festival itself, looking pretty good. I'll be down there. Lots of folks going to be down there. And that website is the Yakima Folklore Society website. I think it's part of the Yakima Valley Museum website as well. So there you go. Good folk fest. And they were having some struggles, and now they're shooting it back up there again. And that's just neat. So if you're around in the Yakima area, or you want a good festival. It's kind of hot there, but they have a lot of wonderful, wonderful gigs there at that festival. So be sure and check that out. The 10th, 11th, and 12th of July. All righty. Rendezvous in the park the next week after that. In Moscow. And don't you be forgetting now, in July there, the third Saturday dance is moved. There is a third Saturday dance in June. Third Saturday dance in Moscow in June, the 20th of June. And that's at the Blaine Schoolhouse out there on Ide Road, Blaine Road. Go to the Palouse Folklore Society website, and there's a big map there that shows you how to get to the Blaine Schoolhouse. It's an old one-room schoolhouse in a wonderful setting for dances. And they have little potlucks before it starts and everything. I'll be playing one of those in August with the Potato Head Band, the Blaine Schoolhouse. And, of course, let's run down this Damon Barn concert thing again. On the 20th of June, Eric Taylor will be there. On the 27th, Greg and Kerdwin Spatz will be there. And on the 11th of July, Richard Crean will all be at the Damon Barn. I think the doors open at 6:30. So be there. See all these acts. Man, that's awesome. What a great thing. I will be at Bootsers tonight. If you're listening on the 13th of June, I will be at Bootsers. We had such a fun time the last time we played. Lots of good sing-alongs and just went straight through from about 8 o'clock until 11. Wonderful time. Wonderful staff there at Bootsers and everything. On 2nd and Main in Moscow, Idaho. Alrighty, where are we at here? We've played Richard Crean. We're playing this. We're going to do Eidolon now. Eidolon is the name of this band. Joe Scott and Hannah Alkire. And it's pretty good stuff. This is an instrumental. It sounds like this.
Took myself on down a lazy highway, I was feeling alright. I She was singing out the window on the passenger side. In my rearview mirror, and dust shadows wandered by the roadside. Coffee to put my foot down, I was never feeling so alive. She was something of a mystery to those who understood life. Perhaps that's why I treasured every single frantic moment she untied. Somewhere in that brilliant smile, I lost my inhibitions from the inside. As her voice fell softly, I was never feeling so alive. I've been working at the river, loading barges off the Lord knows where. Trying to catch my breath and save some money, maybe buy a little time. 8 o'clock tomorrow, I'll be back among containers and the sun steady still. I lost that in the night of circling, I was never feeling so alive. There are moments in this crazy life, and I don't understand why. And then there comes a time when everything everywhere seems alright. Where I'm going is uncertain, and it's been that way for some time. But as we pushed along together, I was never feeling so alive. As we traced our path back homeward through the sunset, she had fallen silent as the windshield wipers pushed the drops aside. Everything we passed before stood glistening anew without regret. In the pitter-pattered silence, I was never feeling so alive. Moments in my crazy life I never understood why. Then I turn around and blink my eyes and things just seem so right. Where I've landed, if I've landed, is uncertain, but I don't mind. It's been a hell of a ride getting here, and I'm still ever feeling so alive. All the time getting here, I'm still ever feeling so alive. seeping through the blinds. It makes me think I should get my lazy self outside, but something tells me I ought not to disappear. 'Cause while it might not be so sunny later, you might not be here. Yourself by hanging on just as tightly. They say perfection is impossible, but you take it as a challenge. Anyway, the things they say, they really strike a chord with how I feel. Too many times I find my mind of one. Excited at the off chance you're all thinking about me. Yesterday was quite the norm. 2020 hindsight seen calm before the storm. That's all you come equipped with, gentle misery. Now I find that I'm loved and happy any other way. When nothing I say is making any sense, after I think I have thought it through, I'm a jumbled mess, part bomb and part desire, and I've nowhere else to place that blame but squarely on you. They say perfection is impossible, but you take it as a challenge. Anyway, the things they say really strike a chord with how I feel. Many times I find my mind of wandering, wasting time when I could be thinking about you. And I kinda get excited at the options you're all thinking about me. I got 20 minutes more, I can keep you in my reach. I come 21, I'll border on a crack. But I used to think things through, but this one's not my problem yet. Well, life is falling faster than it used to. With it comes a bittersweetness. I'll stumble back into my planned existence, and I'll patiently unravel for your sun to rise again. They said perfection is impossible, but you take that as a challenge. Yes, I do. Anyway, the things they say, they really strike a chord with the way. Sometimes I find my mind of wandering, wasting time when I could be thinking about you. But I kinda get excited at the outfits you're all thinking about me.
Thank you.
Nancy K. Dillon from her album A Rose's Guide to Time Travel. And before that, Wes Waddell from an album that he recorded when he was in high school. And he just released it about 3 or 4 years back. He's 30 years old now and or so. And this thing came out. Wes Waddell doesn't sound quite like that. He's not nearly as sound. It's not as thin. He's much more mature in the way he sounds. And his songwriting is To Bittersweet Abyss. And I... And from that album, and I can't think of the one we heard before that, but I'll think of it in a second. Or you can check the playlists at nwpr.org, and it's all there. Wes Waddell, who's a good guy, a real good guy, and he's been writing now for a lot of years and doing everything that he can to promote the art of songwriting. And he's very meticulous about it, and he's got his own ideas, and they're good ideas, and he makes it all work, Wes Waddell, and is very well respected by other songwriters and by those who appreciate the idea that to write a song, you craft it rather than just emulate all the other songwriters you've ever heard. Wes Waddell. Tracy Spring has that same philosophy. You know, songwriting is a craft. It's something that you work at. You're an artist. Well, we have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're coming right back for lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we are coming back. But now it's time for the break and the weather and all those different things that they give to you. Okay? But we're coming back. Hang on now.
It's Lynn Rossetto Casper. One of my favorite things about public radio is how often you hear the backstory, the whys and hows, lessons in civics, science, culture, brought to you by some of the best minds in the world. Now, where else do you get that? Keep it coming by becoming a sustaining member of this station today.
After last week's heat wave, things are looking a lot cooler this weekend. Highs this afternoon are back into normal seasonal ranges, 70 on the Palouse and 78 degrees in the Lewis-Clark Valley. It should be a bit windy, too, and dry throughout the region. These conditions will continue through much of the week to come, warming slightly over the next couple of days.
Thank you. Everybody's talking about that new train. It's a freedom train. No shadow of a doubt. Everybody jump up on that new train.
Thank you.
glory days and hometown blues, pretending that he's got nothing left to lose. Still a whisperer rides the wind, says it's just a matter of time and not the end. Once no one could beat his game, no two nights were ever the same. Fingers burning up that board, pedal hit the metal at night. He soared. Down the wire says that it won't be long till he feeds that. Broken hearts in small town talk, songs he used to run now can barely walk. Still the whisper rides the wind, says it's just a matter of time and not the end. Hold tight tonight. Not every cloud is gray, though sometimes it looks that way. Turn out the light and dream of those glory days. Sometimes it looks that way. Turn out the light and dream of
dig a hole, dig a hole in the matter, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the matter, we're gonna lay down and cold me down. Oh, now the first time I seen Donna Corey, she was a-standing on the banks of the sea. A 45 pistol and a forearm and a banjo on her knee. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, we're gonna lay Donna Corey. Wake up, Donna Corey, what makes you sleep so sound? Them narco officers are coming, they're gonna tear your playhouse down. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, we're gonna lay Donna Corey down. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, we're gonna lay down a cold ring out. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, we're gonna lay down and cold me down. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, we're gonna lay down and cold me down. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, we're gonna lay down and cold me down.
Oh, the old Bill Monroe tune, Dig a Hole, Dig a Hole. In the meadow, John Hartford, Norman Blake, Tut Taylor, Randy Scruggs, Vassar Clemens, the Aeroplane Band. This is called the Steam-Powered Aereo Outtakes. And it's, that's what it is. It's outtakes from the Steam-Powered Aeroplane album that they did back in the early 70s. John Hartford, who died in 2002 of cancer. And actually, I think they did a live album, that same band. Dig a Hole in the Meadow. We also heard Bad Music from that album. Also, All the Blue Bonnets Over the Border and In My Hands from Natalie McMaster, Nancy K. Dillon, Glory Days. We're about ready to wind her up here. Heidi's going to start singing about the highways and freeways. Un Jiang Shin doing the playlists and thinking about travel plans, going away from us for 6 weeks in the summer, heading home. And she will be missed, but she's coming back. She is, she is. If you want to email me at dazindaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. Also want to thank Jesse Jacobs for her help on this show as well. And it's looking good, looking good. We're starting to get into the summer. Remember, next week, the Sunday, will be Midsummer's Eve, the longest day of the year. The longest day of the year. What a great time, Midsummer's Eve. We're going now. All righty, we'll see you later now. Bye.